Nevada also has big budget issues, and Nevada's new Republican governor says the answer is cutting salaries of state workers. Public employees are unionized in that state and oppose the cuts. Here's Brandon Ridiman of member station KUNR.
Nevada's state budget shortfall is a little over $1 billion, according to the governor. In his State of the State address, Brian Sandoval took just a short moment toward the end of his speech to talk about how unions could help make up that gap.
Collective bargaining must be reformed if we are to change the course on which we find ourselves.
But when he talks reform, he doesn't mean the same thing you hear from other governors. First of all, rank-and-file state workers, even though they do have unions in Nevada, don't have collective bargaining rights. That means the state can simply cut their pay and benefits, and that's exactly what Governor Sandoval did in his budget.
Salaries will be reduced by 5%.
Unions don't like that unilateral move. Vishnu Subramaniam is with the State Workers Union.
If state workers had collective bargaining right now, we would be partners in the process, and we would be able to sit down and negotiate over and even provide better suggestions and be an active partner in the types of cuts, consolidations that we can have.
So if state workers don't have collective bargaining, why would the governor even mention it? Well, because negotiations play a big role here.
Okay.
We're in an English class at Wooster High School in Reno.
Who can identify some of the things that this writer does well?
Nevada teachers, along with local government workers, are unionized and can negotiate for pay, benefits, the works. Dana Galvin heads the local teachers' union.
We're not going to go the way of Wisconsin.
Galvin thinks teachers are safer because the Nevada legislature is controlled by Democrats who are pro-union. Sandoval wants teachers to take a 5% pay cut, the same as state workers. So unions either agree to that or Galvin says they'd face layoffs and larger class sizes.
What I would prefer, of course, is that nobody lose their job, but I don't know if that's going to happen, and that's the scariest part for me.
Governor Sandoval hasn't gone into great detail about his call for collective bargaining reforms, and he declined to be interviewed for this story, but he has come out wanting to undo the policy of last hired, first fired when layoffs do happen, and he also wants to end teacher tenure. Sandoval's fellow Republicans in the Nevada legislature have an appetite for reform. Senate Minority Leader Mike McGuinness doesn't have a problem with collective bargaining. He has a problem with how it's done, in secret.
We don't want to take away workers' rights totally, but just open it up. Let everybody see how it's done.
Perhaps the biggest reason unions aren't as much of a target in Nevada, it's a right-to-work state. That means no worker, public or private, can be forced to join a union to get a job. Fred Locken teaches political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. He says other states are using collective bargaining as the opening gambit for that bigger issue.
They're trying to get to the point where Nevada already is. They want to move their states to the point of right to work. And so Nevada, frankly, as many Western states, has been there for a number of years, and we're just not in the fight.
Locken says states where the issue's hot right now could end up with even fewer rights for unions than Nevada already has, because they're taking on collective bargaining first. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Ridiman in Reno.